All right, y'all. Time for us to take a look at artificial intelligence as we take a look into the future. I want to point out that we normally listen to Into the Future on Thursdays, but I wanted to make an exception this week because I really wanted us to hear from Ahmad Hall, outstanding vocalist, great composer, who got with us on this Thursday. And so I just decided to move Into the Future to this Saturday. Had some things that I've been wanting us to take a listen to. And so I decided, well, rather than wait till next Thursday, let me go ahead and put this on. Now, let's go ahead and move this. Now, let's go ahead and take a listen, see what's happening with artificial intelligence. And, well, I think something that you all heard me talk about, oh, maybe 6 to 8 months ago, was this whole notion of Hubots or artificial intelligence kind of creating its own. They call them children, believe it or not. Yep, artificial intelligence babies or children. And they're looking at ways that, of course, humans can make smaller versions of the adult Hubots or humanoids or whatever you want to call them. But they're looking at some more, too, so some more possibilities. Let's take a listen. Let me know what you think.
But today we're going to look at something a little bit different. Google has just created an AI that is capable of creating its own AI that performs better than anything else made before in its field. This sounds impossible, but it's just happened. In this video, we'll take a look. The AI in question is called Automatic Machine Learning, or AutoML for short. It's the work of a team of researchers at Google Brain. The researchers at Google used reinforcement learning to create AI Inception, as described by Google CEO Sundar Pichai.
Designing better machine learning models, but today it is really time-consuming. It's a painstaking effort of a few engineers and scientists, mainly machine learning PhDs. We want it to be possible for hundreds of thousands of developers to use machine learning. So what better way to do this than getting neural nets to design better neural nets? We call this approach AutoML. It's learning to learn. We are already approaching state-of-the-art in standard tasks like CIFAR image recognition. So whenever I spend time with the team and think about neural nets building their own neural nets, it reminds me of one of my favorite movies, Inception. And I tell them, we must go deeper.
So instead of spending painstaking hours coding to create an artificial intelligence to do a certain task, AutoML actually automates this process. Here's a quote from Google's research blog. Quote, "In our approach, which we call AutoML, a controller neural net can propose a child model architecture which can then be trained and evaluated for quality on a particular task. That feedback is then used to inform the controller how to improve its proposals for the next round. We repeat this process thousands of times, generating new architectures, testing them, and giving that feedback to the controller to learn from." In a strange way, you can think of it like a parent giving birth to a child, and then teaching that child how to perform a particular task through giving it tests and telling it when it passed or failed. The parent in this case is AutoML, and the child is another neural network called NASNet. NASNet is an AI capable of recognizing objects such as people, cars, signs, and most things in real-time video. Now you might be saying, that doesn't sound that great, but the most incredible thing here is that this automated AI outperforms any other computer vision that was made before it. NASNet can perform with 82.7% accuracy, 1.2% better than all other efforts, while being 4% more efficient. An AI built a child AI that performed better than any other artificial intelligence created by humans, and it was more efficient. Just let that sink in. Obvious applications for such a system include self-driving vision support or enabling object recognition for robots that work in close quarters with humans, such as healthcare, for example. This all has huge implications, mainly because if an AI can create systems that are accurate while remaining efficient, it can really take the hard work out of the field of machine learning. AutoML may be one of the first examples, but it does set a powerful precedent. AutoML also makes AI accessible to a wider set of people. As Google puts it, quote, "We hope that the larger machine learning community will be able to build on these models to address multitudes of computer vision problems we have not yet imagined. We think that this can inspire new types of neural nets and make it possible for non-experts to create neural nets tailored to their particular needs, allowing machine learning to have a greater impact to everyone." End quote. There are some questions that naturally need to be asked with auto machine learning technology. That is, if it becomes widely used beyond just computer vision. Some of the concerns are as follows. What if a parent AI passes down a mistake or bias to a child? And furthermore, what if the pace of learning of the child AI develops so quickly that us as humans have trouble keeping up, and then we can no longer understand what it's even doing? These might seem like odd questions today, but it's possible that one day these will be concerns of the future. On a slightly different but related note, NVIDIA recently released a video of its own AI learning to alter scenes by changing the weather without human input. The results are pretty spectacular. It's really intriguing to think that this is only the infancy of AI. So anyway, that was just a quick video outlining some stuff with computer vision going on at the moment. I just thought it was interesting and thought you guys might want to know about it. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. If you've just stumbled across this channel, feel free to subscribe. This has been DeGogo.
Let me ask you, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think about that? Artificial intelligence able to create other artificial intelligence that works better than and more efficiently than anything that man has created when it comes to neural nets. All right. Doing a lot on its own. How about this? Will artificial intelligence create whatever? Automobiles, other neural nets that are smarter than the neural nets that created it? What happens if we don't understand what the artificial intelligence has created or maybe developed, just having taken something that was already in play and developed it, made it better, enhanced it? And we, though, don't understand it. What could possibly go wrong? What could happen if what the artificial intelligence created on its own got out of our control? We don't understand it. How would we be able to resume control? Will artificial intelligence create when we don't want it to? If it has its own will, its own capability of deciding on its own that it wants to do this or it wants to do that, what do we do about that? How do we stop it? Especially if we don't understand it. I asked the question, will artificial intelligence, AI, create when we don't want it to? How about this? Will the AI ever get to a point where it creates what we don't want it to? Will it be able to start creating weapons of war? For whatever the purpose, to kind of calm mankind down, if you will, as artificial intelligence looks at us and decides, hey, you know what? They're getting out of control. They have just kind of lost their minds. We got to do something about them. What will we do? Well, let's look into the future some more when I get back with you in just a few minutes.